It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Secretary General Antonio Gutierrez.
Got it.
I'm
okay,
going to read.
We're going
what
live.
He
says. You read it. You read it. You read it. We're going live. It's your hour.
Well, we're alive. We're going live.
We are talking to Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net, and Deborah has lots of stuff to read live. Let me tell you, she is the best person I know to find bad stuff that you need to know about to survive what's coming in our world, not in the future, but now.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. So I want to talk about a few dates that have recently occurred. Of course, today being Monday, September the 23rd of 2019.
Right.
And what I want to talk about today are many things. I've been out on the streets here during the recent protests last Friday on the climate change with the kids.
Right.
But I want to cover this first.
Some of the street kids were getting a day off in New York City, et cetera, right?
Well, here we go. Here's a Bloomberg top story. And this is extremely important. I'm going to break it down. And this will explain why Trump doesn't matter. This will explain why any president or any legislators anywhere do not matter anymore. And I'm going to
read basically, including Trump, is a distraction, is what you're saying.
Well,
unless
no,
I see him respond.
I'm going to read what Bloomberg says verbatim.
Right.
Top
this
stories. UN chief sees cities, companies filling the U.S. void on climate change and policies. The head of the United Nations said he believes the U.S. can still pull its weight on climate change, even though President Trump is skipping a UN summit on Monday, which he's not today, and has worked to roll back restrictions on everything from vehicle to power plant emissions. Cities and businesses are helping fill part of the void left by the national governments, including the U.S., on climate issues. The UN Secretary General Antonio Gutierrez told reporters in New York last Friday. That would be the day of the national and international student walkout of school, of course, to protest climate change. I'll get into that more in a moment.
Right, exactly.
But
yeah.
Gutierrez goes on to say, and this is important, listen carefully, we're going to break this down. Quote,
right.
Gutierrez says, the influence of governments in societies has diminished, Gutierrez said. Other actors are becoming fundamental, especially the business community and local authorities. Now, let's look at this. This is why no political representation matters, and corporate agencies and businesses now control all our local communities, cities, states, and federal government. Now, I've been saying for a very long time.
Yeah, you're talking about the COGS and about the all these things that we talked about this
well,
in the second hour
down,
on Thursday with Gary Richard Arnold. Exactly what you're saying. Please continue.
Well, yes, and I want to break it down into my words. And what I want to say is this. I have been talking for a number of years specifically about the climate action plans, how they have all been adopted into the cities. So when you hear about this new Green Deal, it is not new. It's only being used as a political football to further divide this country into the continued illusion of a voting system, which we do not have. You just heard me read something very vital, very important. The influence of governments in societies has diminished, said the UN General. And you need to understand that as a fact. We are USA Inc. We're Earth Inc. And the policies to roll out, unplugging all of us from vital necessary resources for our lives as we have now become accustomed, the plug is being pulled. And I've talked about the fact that these climate action plans roll back our access to utilities. We're talking water, electricity, gas, even the housing. We're going to become more homeless. There will be more hanging fruit as our local administrators call it, that will fall out of housing as they ramp up energy upgrade requirements. And I will be attending a meeting tomorrow, Dr. Bill, to bring more information. And I've been talking about the required energy upgrade codes. And this is nationwide. This is worldwide. These codes are going to cost anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 per home to require retrofitting into this new green fake deal of asset stripping every single one of us. Make no mistake. We're just now in the process of passing new ordinances, too, not allowing the homeless people to poop in the streets and in the creeks. They're going to have poop laws now coming up in the next few months, making it illegal because they're saying human desecration into the streams and creeks is contaminating the waterways. Now, I told you all, and we've talked often about the deep ecology and that people are to not be allowed any use of anything beyond vital human needs. So who is defining what is vital? Well, we're not, because I don't think any of us want to pay $50,000 to retrofit our homes or have our homes red tagged, be considered unsustainable, and forced to have vacant homes like we see vacant commercial buildings all over this country, sitting there vacant when we've got homeless people under bushes in the streets. Now, I want to say this. Last week,
yeah, you can take
Trump
a commercial building and easily refurbish it in a matter of hours to allow homeless people to have even
no,
tents
that's
inside.
Not the point. The point
But they're not going to do it. This is a part of the plan. Please continue.
Well, as Trump was leaving California last week and had been given a letter by our Jesuit-appointed governor, Gavin Newsom,
right.
Newsom asked that the federal government give California housing vouchers and have individual vouchers be of a higher value because of the high cost of renting in California. So what Trump said as he was leaving California and as he looked at the enormity of the homeless issues in San Francisco, he said that there's going to be a federal lawsuit, or possibly a federal lawsuit initiated against San Francisco because of their threat to the environment with all of the needles and all of the human waste that the homeless people are creating.
And the return of Middle Eastern disease, too, like, you know, typhus and even the Black Death. I mean, believe it or not, this is all coming back. Please continue.
So now I'm going to be jumping into my face-to-face encounter at the one of the meetups where the national students, kids were walking out of school last Friday. That would be Friday, September the 21st of 2019. And our newspaper told us about this walkout.
Well, Friday was the 20th. Saturday was the 21st.
Yeah, thank you for that correction.
Yeah.
So Friday, September the 20th, there were climate walkouts planned nationwide, in fact, worldwide. And our newspaper talked about how this was going to be youth-led environmental strikes, and local activists were planning on walkouts of schools and work,
right,
and that they were going to rally support for efforts to fight global climate change driven by fossil fuel emissions.
Right.
So we all know that petroleum never did come from fossil fuels. Certainly we are not advocating the pollution of petroleum because we've always had the ability or opportunity to have clean energy, but that was never allowed because when you look at the report from Iron Mountain, it was determined to create massive pollution to blame it on the people. Now, what is happening through that blaming on us? We have got these young kids, and I saw it in their faces, and I was anticipating the level of anxiety that these kids now have as they are in school learning lies and not learning about what is really happening with the weather called
right,
weather warfare. But they're actually being told that there are simply too many people using too much stuff.
I like a new term called skewl. Skewl is to skew things in the way for the globalists. And that's a good term called skewl. It's skewl. Skewl.
Yeah,
it's
now,
skewing
now,
things what, over to lie to the young people that have empty brains.
Now, what my concern was, and I'm talking about my experience, so that when many of you go to rallies like this, you will go there understanding what they now believe. And what our children that parents have sent to school, they're occupationally orphaned kids now because parents are too busy working to be involved with the real factual education for the children, like what is really happening with the climate weather weapons and what is really the truth that they live in this world. The parents are sending them to school to be blindly educated in lies. So what I observe on the faces of these children and in all of the signs, which, by the way, will be up as a YouTube on StopTheCrime.net as soon as I'm able to process this, were signs of absolute horror on the part of these kids. These kids are psychologically traumatized with the illusion that we, and particularly us, the older generation, we've destroyed the planet for them. And so this is, again, another device to pit the youth against the older population, just like voting is a device to pit the right and the left.
Yeah, I know. It's all a game. Rather than dialogue and solving problems, they want to balkanize and break things up into little microgroups, whether it's your skin color, your orientation and sex, or even your attitude toward cleaning up the environment, which everybody should want to have clean up the environment, but we don't want something that's stupid, dangerous, and a form of genocide. Please continue.
Absolutely. So what I want to say is when I arrived, I knew and I could see the fear, and my intention of being there was not to counter directly. I took only one sign, and one sign only, and it was a sign that said, by a former CIA director back in the 50s, we will know our disinformation campaign has been successful when everything the American people believe is false. That's all I took. Now, I was focusing
That's
around...
clever.
I was focusing around the peripheral of the event, and I got near the stage, and my husband Lou was filming. What's
right.
extremely important is how I was being bullied. Now, bullying is the methodology of government now. Remember,
right.
we are all being bullied into submission. Most people become frightened, intimidated, and they will not stand up.
Yeah, but then so you and I are not, not. We have different gene structure. We lack the shut-up gene. We actually lack the fear gene. And when someone looks like they're going to destroy us, we're trying to work on a strategy how we can cut their Achilles tendon if they're a 20-foot giant, or how to take them out by shoving the blade sideways through their ribs. We
well,
don't back down when
do
we see
in
this.
The show today, Dr. Bill, is explain
yeah.
how people can get out there and help educate the children with the truth.
Right.
Because here's what I experienced.
Right.
I saw doctors, MDs, the medical profession, there representing parents or at least the medical association, wearing their white jackets, men and women, aligning themselves with the destruction of the planet, letting these kids know that they agree. We have to eliminate fossil fuel.
Yeah, isn't this awful where you have adults that should have a clue, but you know... I've got the term, they're not stupid, and I don't believe anybody's stupid, even if you're slow, like Down syndrome or some other thing. People are slower. They're what's called viciously ignorant. In other words, they'll bare their teeth and growl at you so you won't dialogue with them to show that their worldview is
well,
wrong.
Well, what we also don't know is maybe how they are being paid or incentivized in their companies to go
out
course.
And I'm sure that's a factor. That's why the medical system is tied to Big Pharma. Big Pharma is tied to the globalists. And the medical schools.
Well, it is. So I want to continue with what I saw in this rally, because
right.
more people, more of us need to attend these rallies. But we have
right.
to be careful, because we need to understand these kids are, their lives have been threatened through school, through
wow.
false science. they believe they're going to die. And it's the older group that have used up the resources of this planet and put them in a position of certain death. So when you go
that's
out...
That's a pretty awful lie, isn't it? Imagine to say, by the way, anybody over 40 is killing you and your children, and you're not going to make it. That's what they're telling, globalists are telling our young people now in school. And it's not just regular school. It's college, university. It's the news media. They're all teaching this psiocracy, I call it, which isn't science at all. It's a psiocracy. It's a religion that raised itself as science, right?
Right. Now, being there in this maze of people, and I don't know how many people were there. We scanned the people. This is in the old courthouse square in Santa Rosa.
Right.
In Northern California, about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate. This
right.
is a very well-known clock tower because it was filmed in many movies. I can't remember some of the movies, but I can say that it is a very significant area. Now,
right.
what I want to point out is this. A couple of days before this planned event, staging the false climate staged event, our county board of supervisors, in fact, most of our cities within the county, north of San Francisco, and most of your cities as well, have now created climate emergency policies and resolutions. And I'm going to read some of these.
I bet you've got some links on that, too, that you can send me, we can post, because usually you have all the documentation. You leave no room for argument. Deborah, what's wrong with you? You don't leave room for argument because they can read? My, my, my. What do you think?
Well, when we get back from the break, I think people will be stunned at what they're going to hear.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides.
It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, I want to read this resolution.
Read
Here
it.
Here we go. We're going to get
We're
into
coming
the
back.
Climate emergency resolution.
It's time to read. Actually, we're like at the reading time on TV. It's time to read.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Here we go.
Have. It's time to read, Deborah. You know, I hear people that don't want to hear the truth. And to be honest with you, truth saves you. It saves your health if you know what you're supposed to eat and diet if you have heart disease or cancer. It saves you if you know what you think you're doing. For example, when people vote, they think they actually have a voice. But the fact is, America's been a martial law and bankruptcy since 1933. All the countries of the world are now captured by the United Nations and the globalists. The Pindar and the Council of 13 and all the druidic, masonic, and satanic overlords with exoplanetary and extra-dimensional evil are running the world into the ground. They're actually, I've said this conference, which I promoted, called Gen 6. Go to gen6.com. And I'm going to have most of those people on my program, including Steve Quayle. You got to understand, this is not future, like months or years away. Most of this crap has not been happening for a while. It's now.
Now,
so Deborah, please continue.
Now, we'll leave the beyond planetary force to those conversations.
I'm going to go over
right now the resolutions that are being adopted by people in your cities and in your counties about the climate emergency. Now, it's interesting to note that here in the county of Sonoma, state of California adopted on September 17th of 2019, now just a couple of days before this national climate walkout by the kids,
right.
They created a resolution that says, Resolution of the County of Sonoma endorsing the declaration of a climate emergency and immediate emergency mobilization to restore a safe climate. Whereas human activities have warmed the earth to a point that threatens climate stability, and climate change has already set in motion catastrophic changes to the earth's systems, including fresh water scarcity and droughts, floods, extreme weather events, and increased heat, wildfires, accelerating ice mass loss that will result in sea level rise and species extinction, and whereas the current pace and scale of the national climate action is not sufficient to avert substantial damage to the economy, environment, and human health over the coming decades. And whereas the October 8, 2018 special report of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on climate change, known as the IPCC, projected the curtailing warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius to reduce the risks to health, livelihoods, food scarcity, water supply, human security, economic growth, plant and animal life this century, and will require an unprecedented transformation of every sector of the global economy over the next 12 years. Now, this was 2 years ago, so you're going to be hearing we've only got 10 years left. And that's why you've got to have, you're going to have code enforcement coming to your doors telling you if you do not change out your appliances, if you do not insulate, if you do not buy new windows, you are a climate hog and you're killing everybody else. And you're going to end up on a list. Now, I am telling you this. Now, I'm going to go on to another whereas under this resolution. Whereas, critical tipping points must be avoided, as they will have cascading feedback effects that are predicted to cause an increasingly uncontrollable climate emergency that includes a devastating burden to the global economy. With the current greenhouse gas emission levels, these tipping points could be passed as soon as 2050. Now, I can tell you right now, these are my words, this is accelerating. They have got in banks, in fact, in a bank that I just visited, Bank of the West, I saw that Bank of the West is contributing $1 billion to green climate financing. And I talk about this in the five-part video series that I have up on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube channel about the green financing. It's in place. This is all done. This is not just happening now. This has been insidiously put into place, and it is. It just is. So let's go on to another whereas. Whereas, restoring a safe and stable climate requires an emergency mobilization to reach zero greenhouse gas emissions across all sectors. Zero. To rapidly and safely draw down or remove all excess carbon from the atmosphere and to eliminate measures to protect all people and species. And whereas a just transition away from fossil fuels requires the development of a framework for a fair shift to an economy that is ecologically sustainable, equitable, and just for all its members. And whereas marginalized communities worldwide, including people of color, immigrants, indigenous communities, low-income people, and those with disabilities, and the unhoused are already disproportionately affected by climate change and must benefit from a just transition to a sustainable and equitable economy. There are another two pages of whereases. I'm going to make an insert right now. The overlords, the global controllers, the Rothschilds, and the like are absolutely genociding the disenfranchised marginalized communities worldwide, with not only massive attacks of weather weapons, we see that happening in the Caribbean, we see the storms, the catastrophic hits of weather weapons, we see massive food famines, we see restriction of water accessibility, and then Gates rolls in with his vaccine programs, and I'm sure many of you have heard about his comment on his TED Talk. We're talking about Bill Gates. If they do a good enough job with vaccinating people, it will reduce the world's, you know, the populations. That's more or less what he says. And, Dr. Bill, I'm going to continue with these whereas because it's just so diabolical. People need to understand the false reality that we are being led into. And there's no one out there trying to help the kids understand the truth. Where are we? Where are the people at these rallies? Just calmly trying to talk to the people. Now, my experience was this. I had a retired Vietnam veteran walk up to me, and I'm holding that sign saying that the CIA's will know their disinformation programs have been successful because everything the American people believe is false. He walked up to me and he said, "You should be ashamed of yourself," bringing that Trump information in to this. And I said, "Where does it say Trump? Where? Why are you assuming this comment is a Trump comment? It's the CIA director, not Trump." And he said, "Well, I saw you talking to the kids. You should not be talking to the kids." I said, "Excuse me. The newspaper article actually asked for adults to come. I am an adult. I am here. And I am telling the children the truth. Now, you're older. You look like you were probably alive when John F. Kennedy was murdered." I asked him, "Did you read the report from Iron Mountain?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, I didn't think so. Because if you had, and if you understood what that report said and where we are now, you would not be part of this protest like this. You would be exposing weather weapons. You would be exposing the corporation's massive murder campaign and pollution, which is murder." And so, Dr. Bill, I was stunned because when I relocated near the stage and held my sign up high, there were lots of kids taking photographs of my sign. And a man walked up and said, "This is the best sign here," meaning he was in agreement. He felt that the climate action was all just disinformation. But he did not say anything. He just said, you know, he appreciated our sign. So as I walked around the other side of the stage, a young girl approached me. And it was very loud. We were near the stage where the magnification was, or I should say the loudspeakers were. And she said something to me that I didn't understand. And I leaned in closer to hear what she said. And she said, "Back away. You are in my personal space." And I looked at her and I said, "I could not hear you. I am not intending in being in your personal space, but you are a brilliant bullier. Who did you learn this from?" And then Lou walked over with the camera and was filming. And she looked at him, and she couldn't have not been over 13 years of age. And she said, "I do not consent to being filmed." And we informed her she's in a public space, and we can film her. She said, "Well, I'm going to go tell my parents." So she went over, and as it turned out, she was talking to the same man that said, "Shame on me," to me as her parent, which I'm not sure he was or wasn't. And he came over and informed us that she did not wish to be filmed. And we won't show her in the video. But I will tell you, when you go to these events, prepare yourselves carefully. Understand, these kids are under mind control. They do believe that we have threatened their lives by destroying the very planet that they're expected to try to continue to live on. And when you look at these climate action resolutions and emergencies coming out of the cities everywhere, you can now understand these kids believe they're fighting for their lives, as we believe we're fighting for the truth, which is fighting for everyone's lives. So we're in massive trouble. Dr. Bill, I'm concerned that I'm not hearing you, and I'm concerned that somehow or another maybe the program...
No, we're on air. I'm just letting you continue to talk. Go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate that. So beyond this resolution, which goes on and that will be posted, I'm going to continue with a few of the whereases, and I want to get into, before the show concludes today, now what we have in front of us today, the red flag fire warnings, where we are going to have our power shut off. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. This, of course, follows with the illusion of climate change. And so now we're going to see fires. They've told us today that there are 9 counties that Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild, will be shutting the power off. But let's go on to a few more whereases. And again, any of you can find this particular one I'm reading by going to the County of Sonoma, State of California, resolution, emergency, climate emergency resolution, and this is dated September 17th, 2019. So whereas...
integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. I didn't hear the bumper.
No, I didn't either, so. Just kind of, I could hear the commercial start, like, oh, we're bumped.
Yeah, well, I don't know how long I was talking when we got in.
Not long, guys. I don't know, about maybe 15, 20 seconds.
So okay, would you when we get back, announce that I'm going to go over a couple more climate emergency resolution points, because these 2 points are going to curl your hair. Do you have curly hair?
Only if I let it grow long. I don't let it grow long. I was back in medical school residency, I let it grow, and I had kind of like a white guy afro, if you want to call it. And my hair is very curly. But
yeah,
I don't
Lou has
now,
very curly hair, too. And Lou
it gets curly if I let it grow longer.
Yeah, Lou gave his very curly hair to Kelly and to our granddaughter. They both are real curly-headed blondes, and it's wonderful. But having said that, wait till you hear these couple of whereases. And then I'm going to get into what is happening now to residents, and this will include us. And this is diabolical. They're shifting the fire cause now to us rather than weather weapons. And
how did they make the jump to say, we didn't do anything different, say, 20 or 30 or 50 years ago, so how can they possibly say that we caused it when we know smart grid does it, drones cause it, fire accelerants like aluminum put in the atmosphere starts it, I mean, and arson, just plain arson, you know?
Dr. Bill. What are you talking
about? Just plain
about?
Arson, you know, like we homeless people or people that are out there starting fires. We know some of the fires here that started last year here in San Diego County were started by homeless people just starting fires. And they shouldn't have started a fire
that.
There.
We really don't know that. That's
we actually do in our area. We do, actually. We know we had some people start a fire near a, what do you call it, one of those, what do they call them?
Homeless encampment?
It was a homeless encampment, but it was very near a trailer park.
Oh.
And so we actually know, we actually have details that actually they were messing around and they actually started the fires.
Well, that's a good beginning to start, right? And then they, of course, like with the weather, they exacerbate it, right?
Well, we have a lot more homeless people than people realize, even here in San Diego County.
Yes, no, I know that. Same here.
They're estimating at the very minimum 6,000 people in every winter, 600 die from hypothermia and other infection.
Well, I'm actually going to be doing another report here in a few days, walking through a newly located homeless encampment with Lou filming, because I did this last year as they were rousting RVs, where homeless people were living in RVs. These are people now living in the bushes and tents. And I'm going to walk through first and talk to them and get some stories and find out, you know, who would like to tell their story, how did they become homeless, who were they. I'll get some good stories and we'll film probably about a half an hour.
Right.
And I will get that up on Stop the Crime. Because the untold stories of the low-hanging fruit that are being knocked out of housing is expanding exponentially every day as they continue to hit us with weather weapons of all kinds, the economy, and then, of course, the weather. But wait till
there's lots of ways to start a fire. I mean, you can have guys just throw a match, or you can have a cell rent, or even a space-based, or just local drones. I mean,
yep.
I can get an Amazon drone and put on a green laser that can start a fire a mile and a half, 2 miles away. And you won't even see the green laser.
Now, I don't know if I'm hearing a bumper. How soon are we before we start?
We're actually on right now.
Well, then everyone needs to hear a couple of whereases.
Yeah, let's go continue.
They're part of the County of Sonoma, State of California, dated September 17, 2019. Keep in mind that this emergency climate resolution was declared a few days before the national climate strike by all the kids and the international climate strike. And this is a particularly important couple of whereases in this document. I also want everybody to type in your own city and type in climate emergency resolution. Likely, this is now starting in every city, everywhere. I haven't checked it out beyond about six cities so far, but I know that it will be in your town as well. So
right.
Here we go. Whereas the California legislature has set clear climate objectives for the next decade, including a 40% reduction in 1990-level greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, and 50% renewable energy, 50% reduction in petroleum use in vehicles, and a doubling of energy efficiency savings in existing buildings. This is your retrofit. This is the requirement to get into electric cars, and this is the requirement to change the type of fuels and resources you can get. So now, another whereas. Whereas, Sonoma County has already begun to experience extreme weather-related events, including 6 years of drought, the October 2017 Northern California wildfires, which caused more than $9.4 billion in damage and killed 44 people. Now, this is only in the Sonoma County area, I want to add. This does not include Paradise. And killed 44 people. And the February 2019 winter storms and flooding that caused over $150 million in damages and resulted in a declaration of a local health emergency due to the scale of household hazardous waste scattered along the waterways, roadsides, on public and private properties after the flooding. Now, I'm going to add what they did not say here. Our wastewater treatment plant was swamped. Millions upon millions of gallons of poop, urine, and contaminated pharmaceuticals ran into the streams and the creeks. And they don't mention that. They were very concerned, telling people to stay away from the poop-infested waterways. And they had temporary setups of doctors to test people that were likely going to have diseases as a result of the contamination as they were trying to clean out their homes that were inundated by the floodwaters. So I want to read this too. Whereas Sonoma County public agencies have taken a number of important actions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and enhance the quality of our community, including long-term commitments to preserving over 100,000 acres of both agricultural and open space lands. I'm going to pause right now. The preservation, you must understand, of agriculture lands and requiring increased open space is the Wildlands Project. This is property seizing. This is theft. This is what this is about, not allowing human access. That's what this is. They go on to say they're setting and meeting a goal to deliver a carbon-free water, offsetting cost-effective programs to reduce energy use and conserve water. No, they're reducing the access to water. They call it conservation of water because they say we're running out. They're even calling it fossil water. Remember, primary water. Go to primarywater.org. Don't be fooled by the fact that they're telling us we're running out of water. We're not. Teach the kids the truth. They're believing they're not going to have much water and they have to drink from wastewater treatment plants. That's not true. And then they go on in this whereas to say, and they're establishing Sonoma Clean Power, a regional community choice energy provider offering the first 100% local renewable power option in California. Now, I'm going to break that down a little bit. Sonoma Clean Power is the geysers. It's the operation of a massive septic system in the Mayacamas Mountains over Santa Rosa. It is, again, the world's largest geyser, and it is nothing but a toilet flush. And why do I say that? They are pumping 40 miles of poop, urine, and contaminated pharmaceuticals through pipes and booster pumps up to the mountains, and they call it injecting into the boreholes to create electricity. You could think of it as fracking. It's the same similar process as fracking. And then they're creating electricity, and they're getting the cities to agree to buy 84% of the electricity in this area from the Rothschild fracking sewer system up in the Mayacamas Mountains, the geysers. Now, I do have on stopthecrime.net a tour of the geysers, and I would recommend that all of you watch it. It took us many months to get that appointment to go through the geysers. And I also have another YouTube right next to the geyser tour. It's called Sewer Poop Tour, and understand how we explain how that sewer system is pumped up to the geysers. Another whereas, now looking back at this emergency resolution, whereas after the 2017 fires, the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors formed the Office of Recovery and Resiliency to develop a framework for both fire recovery and greater community resilience. Now remember, resilience is what you will be required psychologically to be able to handle, and that is the continual and perpetual loss and grief. Now, I want to move on into another article before the show ends today, and that's that now the residents in fire-prone areas, which is in every state across the United States, and of course many of you may know that Jakarta in Brazil right now is on fire, right now. Many areas around the world are on fire. Fire is a weapon, and we're at war. And what they're now saying in some of the cities is that property owners have to reduce flammable material, and they call it hazardous fuel reduction to help prevent catastrophic wildfire, which is weather weapons. This is war. And so they're telling people that they have to reduce large trees, bamboo, cypress, junipers, French broom, Portuguese broom, Scotch broom, all these different types of trees. And, of course, the people are up in arms because of the potential of thousands of dollars that they would have to incur to remove all this vegetation from their properties. Now, they will be blamed when the fire hits them. And one final note before the program ends today, we're at war. These are fire wars. We have gotten the notice today here in Northern California that 9 counties will likely have the power turned off by 8 p.m. this evening because of high winds, gusty winds, extreme heat, and, of course, we were heavily chemtrailed yesterday. So we will be now going through power shutdowns, and it's traumatizing victims, but more importantly, it's heavily traumatizing the handicapped community. Because during the fires of 2017, some of the locations that were serving the handicapped people, the providers in those locations evacuated and left the elderly handicapped people in these facilities. Had not a few citizens gone in and carried these people out of these buildings, they would have died. So what we're seeing here is a planned war. We're also recommending that everybody watch closely. Any people walking through the neighborhoods, remember this is war, and ahead of a war and assault, they send boots on the ground to observe what they're going to hit, how they're going to hit us, and where they're going to hit us. And Pacific Gas and Electric has left piles of debris from trimming vegetation from the wires. They've left piles of ignition points throughout the county, generally on roads that are less traveled. We filmed these ignition points. This is likely where they're going to potentially send arsonists to light these fires. Now, I know this sounds crazy. It is. But we've had books written, and we've had witnesses watch these things occurring in the 2017 fire.
Yeah. Joan associated, I had my military guy up there last year, and he actually said there were so many drones in the air they couldn't have the helicopters stop the fire return. So you're absolutely right on the money, as always. The thing that this agenda is a global agenda. It's not just America, isn't it?
Right. That's absolutely true. And everybody does need to understand the power is going to be turned off. And this is a way in which to step you back incrementally into the year 1750 when you did not have power. And I want to read this postcard that came into the mail for those that are having their power turned off. This came from Pacific Gas and Electric. It's an expensive postcard. It says, prepare now for public safety power shutdown. Again, public safety. And it says, given the growing threat of extreme weather, we want all our customers to be prepared for potential outages. So we have the perpetrator turning off the power. We're going to be hit with fires. There are 9 counties here that are under